This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today on this last weekend of the month. We have a giant show for you this week. My first guest is a country legend. The beautiful Crystal Gayle will be joining us on the show. Then from the History Channel, Josh McCuga will be here. He's got a new show called Eating History. You got to hear this. It's really pretty funny. Michael Carbonaro will be here from True TV's Carbonaro Effect. This guy's like a magician that's a genius. From the Oak Ridge Boys, 25% of them. Dwayne Allen, my good buddy for a long time. Steve Burns will be joining us from Curiosity Streaming. He's got a new show there called Pompeii Disaster Street. And then we're going to be talking about cybersecurity in these very uncertain times with Brian Sarkin. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. My first guest coming up, and that's Crystal Gayle.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
You give your hand to me, then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and we're listening to a voice that's actually coming from heaven. And I mean that sincerely. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, but I am extra excited to talk to her today because that's the name of her brand new CD that's out right now. And I have to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. Joining us right now is Crystal Gayle. Hi, Crystal. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
Crystal, I got to be totally candid with you. I do this a lot with actors and singers and sports people and politicians. They say, oh, you like the show. It was a good show. It's a good CD. I got this CD the other day, took it to my office, and I started listening to it. About an hour later, one of the staff members came in and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm listening to Crystal Gayle's new CD. He said, you've been in here for an hour and a half. I said, this is the third time I've listened to it, okay? I got to be honest with you, dear. It is sensational. You have taken all of these great songs from your childhood and my childhood and put them into a new arrangement that makes it sound new again, and it's country as you and I remembered it.
Well, that's what I grew up with, and I love it. And, you know, that is the style of songs that are in my heart. And, you know, when I started recording, my sister, as we can say, Loretta Lynn,
sure.
Some people don't know that. I'm always shocked. But she said, don't sing my songs. She said, don't record what I would. She said, you go MLR, middle of the road. So, you know, that's the direction I sort of went after because she was very right in it. I don't think I would have had the success I had if I had gone down the same path. And she said, you'll just be compared. And but to be able to come back and do these songs that... you know, I remember singing them on stage or in the car in the backyard.
Well, there's no doubt. Now, I'm going to say something that I mean totally complimentary, okay? No matter what stage or what level of success that a singer has reached, it is always a very risky thing to do a cover of a song better than the original artist. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, Crystal. There are songs that are better than the original, and we're talking about the originals by people like the great Ray Charles, Patsy Cline, Buck Owens, Marty Robbins, Engelbert Humperdinck. We're talking about songs that really and truly you have put a new twist to, and that's a risky thing to do because typically people want to hear the original. But boy, now when they hear this.
It was something that when I went into, you know, I wanted to keep some of that original, the feel that they had, but still be me. And I can always sing a song like I would sing it. And even though I always, you know, growing up, oh, I want that soprano voice. I want that, you know.
Right.
You always want what you don't have.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I just put them in a way that, I went in the studio with my son, Christus, who helped produce, co-produced, as well as mixed the CD and engineered the CD. And it was really getting in the studio to have him see and hear what I grew up singing,
mm-hmm.
what was part of my background, you know, to really hear what real country music is all about. You know, I know that you go back and country music started, actually, to me, it was the folk music that came over from Scotland, from Ireland, from England, because if you go, and my mother would sing these hill songs, as I call them, but you could hear the lilt, you could hear the words that, you know, came from overseas, and, you know, I always loved it, letting him hear this and see this, it was just a great time.
Well, and the one thing about all of these songs, every single one of them, was during an era of radio where they were crossover hits. See, they weren't considered country songs. They were considered crossovers. I mean, you know, as a top 40 disc jockey, I played You Don't Know Me, you know, There Goes My Everything, Hello Walls, Please Help Me, I'm Falling, and that's on a top 40 chart. But you mentioned your son. This is really a family affair. Your son, Christos, cousin of yours, and daughter, they all took a part in this thing. And your sisters, that is the true meaning of a family affair.
And my brother J. Lee Webb wrote one of the songs.
Sure.
He was so fantastic. I mean, he was such a great entertainer as well as singer. And he wrote this song, and it's on one of his albums. That I mean, he did such a fantastic job. This was, I think it was produced by Owen Bradley, that particular album. But it was just, I always loved it. And I wish I'd actually put it on an album a long time ago, just for him.
Well, I didn't realize that Gordon Lightfoot wrote the song Ribbon of Darkness, and then Marty Robbins had a hit of it in 65. Hank Williams, You Win Again, Crying Time, written by Buck Owens, but of course the great Ray Charles made it the huge hit. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. And now this bonus that you have on here, which is titled I Cried the Blue Right Out of My Eyes. This was done in 1969 as a demo?
It was somewhere. It could have been 68. It could have been, I'm not sure exactly what year. I had been going to Nashville and doing demos for Surefire Music. And this was a song that they had me do the demo on. And it was a song that, which I recorded, and it was my first single. But the melody is a tad bit different on this version because it was the demo version. And it's unmastered. It was just, you know, you go in and you sing it and that's it. You move on to the next song.
Right.
Totally different nowadays.
Yeah, there's no real arrangement to it. It's just a basic thing so another singer can come in and make a hit out of it.
Yeah, play the song, you do it, and then they put their magic to it.
Sure. Now, In all the years that your sister Loretta and Peggy Sue worked on stage, I mean, you've worked a few places on stage together, you had never recorded a song together until Put It Off Until Tomorrow on this CD, right?
Yes, that was the first time. And I actually was down at Loretta's, and Peggy was there, too, and we were just goofing off as normal. Patsy Lynn Russell, who is one of the twins of Loretta's, came in and said, "Hey, Mom, Crystal's doing a country album. Will you want to sing on it?" And she said, "Sure." So we picked the song. I had the track down. We picked one we knew that we all knew, so it would be easy. And we went in, and, I mean, she was fantastic in the studio doing it. And if I'd had 10 tracks done or 12 or what, she would have sang every one of them.
Wow.
I mean, she was in great voice. She was just in a perfect place. And it's, you know, it was hindsight. You know, who thought that I could do a few more? I didn't want to push any my, you know, push the buttons and say, "Hey, I've got something else."
Right.
But I should have, and we would have had that duet album. But, you know,
next time.
This is special. This is a special song for us.
Why did you wait 16 years between your last CD and this one, Crystal?
I never count years, time. I don't even know how many albums I had out, but I really didn't realize it had been that long because I've been in the studio doing different things, and people would say, "Would you sing on this?" I'd say, "Okay, sure," or just, you know, having fun. That I didn't realize the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know, having almost 25 number ones, having all the success I've had, it's a cycle in music where things change. And I knew that my, you know, going in and doing a normal album was not going to get played on radio. It was just that's what things were going to be. So I think that was in the back of my mind that, you know, I'm just having fun in the studio doing the things and putting my feet up a little bit here and there, because I had my exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame. This has been, gosh, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, like I said, I can't put a date on things, but I was going through all the things that we put in the museum, and it was like, I did that. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I didn't realize I'd done so much.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that display, because that was 3 years ago. That was the last time you were on the show with us, because that's what we were talking about. Boy, that time, I apologize for not having you back sooner. I could have you on every day if you were available. You talk about the memories that these songs bring to you and to me, too, Crystal. I mean that very sincerely. We're about the same age. And let's talk about some of those great songs of yours of the past when we come back live all across the USA and around the world with Crystal Gayle. Her brand new CD, You Don't Know Me, is out right now.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
From her new album, You Don't Know Me, Crystal Gayle returns for another segment on her show. And Crystal, I gotta believe that you have created memories with because of your songs. I mean, I can still remember what I was doing. In fact, it was the first radio station that I owned, and I played the devil out of Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue. I love that song. And I think I had mentioned to you once before that I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, and one of the great songs that I do of yours is When I Dream. What a beautiful song that is.
It is a beautiful song. Sandy Mason wrote When I Dream. You know, actually, that song I've recorded at least 4 times, different versions. One was an acoustic mandolin and all different things, and then I did the strings, and then we did synthesizer, and then I did the dance remix.
So, oh, yeah, I remember that.
You have the dance remix, so if you want it, we should send it to you.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have it, but I'd love to hear that again. I remember that. Boy, you know what? When I heard that, I thought to myself, that's pretty unique to take that song and put it into that kind of a format.
There was a couple guys in San Francisco that wanted to do the dance remix, and I said, sure, let's try it. So they came to town, and we put it together. And they were great. They did wonderful versions of it.
You have worked with just about all the legends. Marty Robbins, the great Eddie Arnold, one of the sweetest guys in the world. Jack Green, your brother Jay Webb, George Jones, Baron Young, Buck Owens, Johnny Rodriguez, Merle Haggard. If I ran down all the things that you have been awarded in a remarkable career, we would be here for over a month, but I'm sure you have other things to do. One of the things, though, was the Cliffy Stone Pioneer Award. What a great guy Cliffy Stone was. Did you ever meet him? He was Tennessee Ford's big partner.
No, I never did, and I wish I had.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
But there's so many great people in the business from, you know, I look back and, you know, I feel so honored to have worked with String Bean, Grandpa Jones. I mean, Archie Campbell. So, as you can see, my heart is in the country that no one, a lot of people wouldn't think about or, you know, think, oh, she was part of that.
Yeah.
I did shows because they come through Indiana, where I grew up, and we'd always go there, and sometimes we'd get looked on as the opening act. You know, we'd do the 15 minutes or the 20 minutes, and just had so much fun.
I think a lot of times when people mention country, they don't even know they like it because they have a stigma about it, and nothing against bluegrass guys, but I think a lot of people think right away it's going to be banjo and so on and so forth, and I don't think they realize that all the songs, for example, on this latest CD, You Don't Know Me, are songs that, as I mentioned earlier, were on Top 40 radio. And talk about country today, it sounds altogether different with the artists that are out there right now. Not saying anything against them, but it's more rock and roll than it is ballads. On this CD, why did you name it You Don't Know Me? Everybody knows you.
I was going to name it Am I That Easy to Forget? And I thought, oh, well.
I love it.
You know this business.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Then I liked You Don't Know Me, because I was going to put it actually classic country, you know, and but some of my reissues from the different labels have had classic in it, and I thought I didn't want it to get confused, so I picked one of my favorites, and, you know, Eddie Arnold was a great friend, great person.
He was the first guy I ever interviewed on radio, and I was about 15 years old, and I lugged a big tape recorder that looked like the size of a refrigerator on a second floor dressing room at the theater he was performing in, and I was a nervous wreck. And I put the microphone over to him, and I said, "Mr. Arnold, it's nice to have you here." And he looked at me with that real sincere look and tone in his voice, and he says, "You honor me so by calling me Mr. Arnold." And that's the kind of guy he was.
He was. Great.
Oh, great. Are you out on tour at all?
I have been on tour. I'm home right now, but we'll get back out there. We don't tour as much as we used to.
Right.
You know, we do. If we do 40 to 50 concerts a year, that's plenty. I mean, I used to stay on the road like every good country artist would do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then when I had kids, that cut it back a little bit. You know, you can't travel quite as much. I look back and, you know, I loved all the concerts, the tours, because I worked with Kenny Rogers, Eddie Rabbit. I mean, going back further, Billy Crash Craddock. You know, it was just heaven just being out there and having all this excitement. I love seeing all the women screaming for all these guys.
Right. And all the guys screaming for you. That's the other side.
Yeah,
you're not that easy to forget, I'll tell you right now.
But, it has been a great career, and I'm so glad that I have a career that I can continue to be out on the road. To me, picking songwriters in Nashville, they write from the heart. They have these great songs. To me, the difference now is that people tend to write their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as great writers as what these writers were that made a living in Nashville.
Yeah.
And they could make that living. Now, streaming, if they had a song in an album, it carried them through for a while.
Sure.
Now, you know, it's downloads, or I guess it's downloads. I don't think they're going away with that.
No, I don't know what they're doing.
Streaming, you just pick the song you want. So writers really don't have a chance anymore.
No, right. And also new artists don't have a chance anymore. It's a corporate thing right now. You can't, what we used to say, work a record. You know, go town from town and work in a record. Now, if we go to your website, is there a list of dates that you're going to be coming up?
We have the tour dates on our website, crystalgale.com. And, of course, we have the store. So they want to order the album, we have it there, as well as it's out on, you know, it's on Amazon and Target and Walmart, all the things that you can order it online. Yeah, we have fun with everything. When we go out on concert, that's really my main goal, is to have fun.
That's right.
That's what we're all out there for.
If you don't have fun, what are we doing it for? And the other thing, too, is that are you going to be in Florida at all, Crystal?
Not that I, you know at this moment, but I hope so soon, because I love Florida. I've been wanting to go to Disney World.
Well, I got to tell you something. Go to Disney World and Universal Studios
when they both reopen,
so the area that we're at, I urge everyone, ladies and gentlemen, to go out and get this CD. This is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. If you love the country music and the songs and the emotion that made that music so famous for the last 50, 60 years, you're going to love this CD, and when you hear Crystal's treatment of it, you're going to go crazy. And Crystal, let's not make it another 3 years before you come back and join us again, okay?
I know. Well, I'll come by Universal in that area, and we'll do this live.
We'll do this live, and we'll also, when you're in concert, I will be in the audience. I'll come backstage, and we'll chat, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Crystal, thank you, dear. It's been a pleasure, and keep up the good work. Never retire.
Well, we love it, and thank you for enjoying my music and playing my music through the years. Thank you.
I will continue. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
Our very special guest is one talented lady, Crystal Gale. The brand new CD is out right now. You Don't Know Me, get it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my love and you. I just can't. You.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was in Virginia to see off a U.S. Navy ship heading to New York to help with the pandemic response.
Skilled sailors and civilian mariners aboard this ship will provide a critical surge capacity for the New York metropolitan area. Their mission will be to care for New Yorkers who do not have the virus but who require urgent care.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing back election dates.
We're supposed to have a presidential primary election that's coming up on April 28th. I don't think it's wise to be bringing a lot of people to one location to vote. A lot of people touching one doorknob, a lot of people touching one pen. So we are going to delay that and link it to an election that was previously scheduled on June 23rd.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, you know, we've been doing this talk show for over 30 years, and we've had a lot of great big stars on and a lot of interesting people and a lot of shows that are premiering that, you know, are kind of off the radar, if you will. Boy, this next one, I can't wait to talk to this. And the name of the show, which is premiering on the 11th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on History, is called Eating History. Joining us right now is Josh McCullough. Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me. This is great.
I can't believe this. When I heard about this show, I said, I got to talk to Josh. This is unbelievable. I mean, you're kind of a history buff, as I am, but I think you've taken it to the nth degree. You go in and you find old food that has never been opened, like the 1940s-era canned grasshoppers or Star Wars C-3PO cereal from 1984 or 1940s vintage Nassau rations. First of all, how do you get interested in this kind of thing? I mean, I love collectors, but I, you know, I'm not going to eat like a 52 Chevy, you know what I'm saying?
Well said. Yeah, we can't recommend eating cars, but we can talk about eating history. It's, you know, we premiere. Here's the thing. I came from a long line of collectors. My dad collects all kinds of stuff. And my mom and dad would go antiquing all the time, you know, Western Pennsylvania into Ohio. And they were always looking for, you know, vintage food tins, things like that. And some of those food tins would have some things in them sometimes. And I was always the kid that would, like, get hungry and eat them. Which was sometimes bad, sometimes good. I was opening vintage liquor bottles and stuff like that, and this show came along at the right time. History Channel has been amazing putting this whole thing together, and what's really amazing is you find some of these amazing collectors. The vintage military ration community is amazing, and they collect and they trade some of these old military rations, and then you meet some of these collectors that have these things just sitting on their shelves, and they're thinking, you know, I wonder if I should try them. You know what? Let's send it to Josh and Old Smokey, and let's see what they do. And I'll say, you know, some of the things we can't try because they'll kill us. Yeah. Some of the things we try that you think are going to be terrible are amazing, and vice versa. It's the show is a really wild adventure through history because there's a lot of items, you know, you'll see on your shelf. You're like, I just eat Pringles. I don't care what their history is. Pringles has an amazing, amazing history behind the item, and that's the beautiful part of the show. And then, again, like you said, we take it to that nth degree of, should we try it? Can we try it? Let's try it. And then we show how food holds up over time. And, you know, right now, as we're all kind of in a weird quarantine, some of those food items just expired. I should be okay. We give you that opportunity.
Tell us about Old Smokey, who's your fellow partner in crime here.
Yeah, he's a legend. Old Smokey is just one of the coolest guys, super original guy, knows he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to vintage military rations and, you know, smells and tastes and sights from certain old food, because he's been doing this for a while. He got involved in the military ration community, is produced by the military for obvious reasons. And, you know, there's so many people out there that have old military rations, and we got to try some really, really cool old military rations. And then I take him on the adventure of, I love a lot of the pop culture items. I love the alcohols. I love the beers. I love, you know, stuff that has to do with movies and TV that you know, were just produced in a very limited run. And some of these people that still have them and have been cool enough to send to us to try, that's where my expertise comes. So it's a really cool unit game.
Now, you know, you probably are the closest thing that I have ever met personally to the guy that I always thought was the bravest man in the world, and that was the first guy to drink milk. Let's pull these things and drink. Now, have you ever come across an expiration date? I mean, have you ever been sick
from this? Yeah. Over time, I've definitely had my brushes with sickness. I've been lucky enough my whole life. You know, I grew up in an Italian family, and I was always the kitchen sink. I was the garbage disposal. And if nobody was going to eat it, you knew Josh would eat it. So I think over time, you know, like training, like working out, my stomach has developed an iron hole of destiny for a lot of these foods. And, I've been lucky enough that, you know, this season, at least season one, no major illnesses, no major crazy sickness. But I got to tell you, Ron, there were times where, you know, there were certain tastes that have sat in my mouth for months now.
Yeah.
There were certain smells that I will never get out of my nose. And that's just the cool adventure of the show. It really is.
Well, I tell you, I got to give a lot of credit. How far back? What's the oldest thing you ate?
So we, really cool, we got a 50th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. We got some hardtack that was served at that battle, like the 50th anniversary. So that was over 100 years old. We had some over 100-year-old cod liver oil cordial that was sent to us. That, surprisingly, Ron, I think you're going to all be surprised by our reaction to the cod liver oil. We had some 1940s Wheaties. We had some 1930s Cracker Jacks. We had, you know, some 50s era Campbell's soup. It's, you know, we want to go as old as we possibly can. I want to be that guy that's on the ship, that finds old food that's buried in the ocean in a shipwreck. You know, I want to be on the front lines of that, because whenever you see those things pop up on, you know, an article, you're like, is that so good? Can we try that? You know, let's go on that adventure. Let's investigate.
Well, what did you do before this? I hope you weren't in the restaurant business, because that's not going to ever... you would never know if the salad was old.
No eating that old romaine.
No.
Shockingly enough, was a waiter and a bartender for a very long time. And then, you know, I've been a host in the digital space, hosted different talk shows and stuff, talk about movies and TVs online. Actually hosted a show for Travel Channel a few years back called Epic Happy Hours. I've been, you know, I was a stand-up comedian for a long time. So I've worked in entertainment. And this just so happened to be a perfect storm of things that I love and, you know, things that I'm able to do.
I guess one of the things you have to, everybody has to have the tools in the trade. Your tool would be a really good doctor, somebody that really knew what they were talking about. Now, you know, you mentioned you being Italian. I'm Italian, too, and I was living in the old homestead. Underneath the cellar steps was some old wine that my grandfather had made. So we went in there, and, you know, we looked at it, and, oh, my, I wouldn't put that thing to my lips for anything. It looked like vinegar or everything else. You would have, though, right?
I absolutely would have. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's the cross I bear. Yeah. I want those families that have those old coal cellars, you know, those Western coal cellars, that have kept those foods dark and cold for a very long time. Just, and maybe you're going through your grandma's house and you find some, send it to us. Send it to us. We want to try it.
Now, are you married?
I am.
You're married. Is your wife a good cook? Because she doesn't really have to be.
Literally do anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're like the perfect husband to cook for, because you'd be satisfied with an old sneaker.
My palate is not refined, Rob.
Wow, unbelievable. Not. There's 12 episodes of this, my friends. Every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time on the History Channel. It's called Eating History. Like I said before, I've had a lot of strange shows on the air, but this one, I think, it's going to take off, if nothing more than just out of curiosity. What is the worst thing you tasted? The very worst. Don't say kale.
Don't say kale. You'd be correct. The really cool thing is there are, you know, certain items that you're like, oh, that's going to be great. It's going to be fine. And there's some that aren't. And, unfortunately, you know, that 1970s Frito, the Frito corn chip is still, I can still feel it on the back of my molars. It got stuck there and, you know, it wasn't the best. But then you have, like, you know, first generation Pringles that were fantastic. And you have, you know, some of the sodas that held up over time. Obviously a lot of the beers didn't, but, you know, it's, again, each episode is a really, like you said, very curious. It's a really cool adventure, one through time and taste.
I'm going to be watching. I urge everybody to watch on the History Channel Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time, and it's called Eating History, Josh Macuga. Now, is that Macuga in Italian, or is that Macuga in Italian?
You know, the three brothers came over from Italy, and it was a longer name at Ellis Island, and there was Macuga, Masuga, and Mazuga. They all split. Some Macugas in Pittsburgh, there's some Masugas in Michigan, and Mazuga somewhere else.
There you go. Well, I'm sure they're proud of you, Josh.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, you got to come back. This is a hoot. You know, really, in a couple of weeks, see if you can come back. We'll talk about this some more, okay?
I'd love it.
Okay.
I'd love it.
Thanks, Josh. Bye-bye. Josh Macuga is our guest, and the name of the series is Eating History. Jeez. What an unbelievable guy. I hope he lives till the end of the series. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. I've been anxious to talk to our next guest. It's the first time he's been on our show, but I must tell you, and I have to be very candid about this, I'm a fan of him. I started watching the show, and boy, it's like habit forming, which is great because it is so unbelievable. The guy's got a very, very huge talent, and it's now in its fifth season of True TV's The Carbonaro Effect. Joining us right now is Michael Carbonaro. Hi, Michael. How are you? Welcome to the show for the first time.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me.
having me. Great to hear you're a fan of the show.
I really am. You know, a lot of times people will say that when they have a guest on because it's just good PR. It's a nice intro, if you will. But I really am. I caught this show a few years ago just by chance, and I started watching it and called my wife, and I said, look at this guy. This guy's unbelievable. This is such a neat format. A lot of times people in your business will do the conventional stuff. How did you come up with this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it, I mean, you might walk into a corner store, you might walk into a gas station, and he's behind the counter and does things that are unbelievable. That's a great niche you have there, Michael.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it never gets old watching it. It's almost like candid camera.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think that, you know, I was a real fan of that as a kid, and being a fan of magic and being a fan of candid camera, you know, I started to think up, like, something that I could do, and I loved special effects, too, growing up, and I kind of was coming up with a show that almost ended up, you ever see that show on TV called Scare Tactics?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was kind of brewing up something like that, like a little more of a horror show with illusions and hidden cameras. And then Scare Tactics came out, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I sort of did an application of it on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and I really found a groove of being kind of more funny about it.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
The humor really took off, you know. So, and now it's kind of come full circle. You know, we're in season five now. And, you know, it's usually like the first and second act of the show are playful and fun and goofy, and then your last act of the show, you do get kind of like something more a little bit supernatural or scary or weird and bizarre. And so that kind of calls back to just my love of all those crazy movies and special effects.
You know, Michael, as many times I've watched that show, I never equated it with Candid Camera, and you're absolutely right. My father didn't laugh too much about things on television, okay? He wasn't a big fan of, you know, Lucille Ball and stuff like that. But boy, when Candid Camera came in, that was a different story. And you're right. That's what it does. I've often wondered, though, like Candid Camera, do you ever get into a situation where the person, I don't want to say doesn't get it, but just gets annoyed? I mean, it's funny when you get some big bruiser in there and he's taken, but do they ever get to a situation where it doesn't come off the way you anticipated it to?
Oh, sure, all the time. I mean, people are kind of in a rush. You know, they're either not paying attention and they don't see it happen, and I'm trying to push them to see it without making it look like, you know, I don't want to tip it off that I'm doing something, but I'm trying to get them to pay attention and focus, you know, on the trick, and they may not see it, or, you know, they're in a rush and they're like, look, I really, you know, I'm like, have you seen this new product? You know, it like makes frauds, and they'll be like, I really gotta go, can I just have this and leave? And, you know, they'll be like kind of in a rush and miss it. So yeah, it really is kind of like fishing. You're out there and just like waiting for the right person, and again, it's trying to show them the thing without pushing too hard where they go, what's going on? You know, something's up with you. Why are you showing me this so intensely? So it's like you sort of like just trying to tip the scales enough that they go, wait a minute, did I just see that happen? And you're like, did we? And then you know, they're on the hook.
Oh, boy, I tell you, it's a great format. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in case you have not seen this, you got to see it, okay? It's in its fifth season, and it's on True TV Thursday nights, right? 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time?
That's right.
And it's 100th episode, so you know it's good. And it's one of those shows, Michael, that I think anybody can watch. I mean, if you're 6 or 60 or 160, it's for the entire family. But, you know, it was amazing to me, and of course, I know you guys never want to tell the secret. I understand that. But I don't know how you do this in such a fashion. And, of course, when I think stuff like this is done on television, the opinion of some people that, well, you know, they can edit it. But this thing is on the fly. I mean, there's no editing, per se. What you see is what happened.
Absolutely, yeah. Magic people won't believe it just when it's on television because you can always, who knows. But I want the viewer home to be fooled, and I want them to go through the same experience that the person in front of me does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at any given time, I'll have five cameras rolling, and maybe four of those cameras will see how the trick is being done.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be careful how I, you know, I can't just click to any camera anytime. It's like the same with if you're in a live magic show, you're not allowed to run around in circles all the time when the magician's performing. So, you know, I have to be careful about that, but that's the fun of it.
Out of curiosity, you have to keep moving on this deal, right? I mean, you can't stay in one location too long because people will say, hey, go to that 7-Eleven. There's the really unbelievable cashier there.
Oh, yeah. Every setup is a new location. so that really becomes challenging. You know, like every day we're like, okay, where are the cameras going to hide? Where are we going to be? How are we going to pull it off here? Which way are they coming in? Which way are they going out? You know, it's, yeah, hidden camera is very challenging in that respect. And then you add the magic equation into it. And what a puzzle.
Yeah. Now, you got a lot of dates coming up between now and the end of the year. When you're on stage, obviously you can't use that kind of approach. So what type of approach do you do when you're in concert, Michael?
Well, it's funny. You know, when I'm doing a live show, I kind of start the show with that same thing because a lot of the fans of the TV show are there.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know, on the show, obviously, I'm fooling people who don't know I'm a magician, but you guys do. So, you know, I'll make a deal with you because you know me. I promise I will not lie to you guys at all this evening. And, of course, they start laughing because they know I'm lying, and I am.
Right.
I do.
Sure.
And, you know, it has a very, it's a very fun show. I have a lot of audience participation. I bring people up from, you know, the audience, both kids and adults, to help out with different tricks. And it has that one-on-one improvisational format. I do a lot of the stuff they've seen on the TV show live right there in front of them. So, you know, a lot of people are just, almost like you said, they're kind of relieved, even if they're fans. They're like, you know, I was hoping that you actually could pull this stuff off live and that it wasn't just some kind of camera trickery. So I play with that concept in the show. And, you know, I've been performing live my whole life. I really put myself through NYU by doing private parties as a magician. So I've been in front of those audiences, you know, all-age audiences my whole life. And I think that kind of translated through the TV show. Like you said, you know, everybody can watch the Carbonaro Effect.
Michael, where can we go for more dates and the ones that I have in front of me? What's the website there, Mike?
Okay, I'm at michaelcarbonaro.com. And, yeah, I've got tons of dates. You could check the site. I'm all over the place.
You are, yeah.
I love it. The crowds are amazing, and it's so much fun to get to be playful, and it's such a great time. Like, you know, a good family fun show.
It's a great show. It's a great television show, a great stage show. And Michael, I'm going to come see you one of these days when you get closer to our neck of the woods. It's in the fifth season of True TV. It's the Carbonaro Effect. It's on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, Pacific, Central on True TV. Michael, do me a favor, though, okay? Give me a holler anytime. Love to have you come back. You're a great talent, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, absolutely. I will. Thanks so much for having me.
And Michael, during these difficult times, stay indoors and stay safe, my friend.
You too.
Okay, what a talented man, Michael Carbonaro, and it's the Carbonaro Effect. You got to watch the show. It's sensational. How he does some of the things on camera that he does is absolutely fantastic. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include the beautiful Crystal Gale, Josh McCuga, and he's from the History Channel. He's got a show called Eating History. Can you believe that? Did you hear that interview? Unbelievable. I want to thank Michael Carbonaro for being here from the Carbonaro Effect on True TV. Next hour, one of the Oak Ridge Boys. They're all friends of ours on the show. Dwayne Allyn will be joining us, TV producer Steve Burns, with a show on Curiosity Streaming called Pompeii, Disaster Street, and Brian Sarton talking about global security. Very important in these times. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.